There was no magical coming together of the two distinctly divided parties during the debate at the Capitol. Democrats came armed with amendments, but no amount of cajoling or chastisement wavered the Republican-dominated committee from its course. Each measure culminated with some variation of
motion fails, 4-12.
The committee is comprised of 12 Republicans and 4 Democrats. A final stab for bill modification came down to a battle of words. Legislative counsel explained how a Democratic amendment would differ from the proposed mining bill when it comes to protecting public health. First, ABSB 1.
There are 7 criteria that if all of them are met, the department has to issue a ferrous mining permit. One of those criteria is that the proposed mining is reasonably certain not to result in substantial adverse impacts to public health, safety, or welfare.
While the Democratic amendment,
this amendment would change the language in that criteria to read that the proposed mining will not result in substantial adverse impacts to public health, safety, or welfare.
Democratic Assemblyman Corey Mason of Racine implored the committee to send the message that assuring public health is as important as guaranteeing a mining company a decision on a permit.
All we're asking is that the current standard for public health and safety be maintained and not diminished.
Republican Senator Mary Lozick of New Berlin dismissed the change, saying it would drive potential mining companies away from the state.
So I would encourage my colleagues not to vote for this because this amendment just guts the whole process. It's over. There's no mining when we put in such absolutes, because these type of absolutes just don't exist.
The committee co-chairs issued a statement soon after the joint finance vote, stating, after numerous public hearings and more than 70 hours of testimony and debate, we are pleased to support a bill that will protect the environment and create family-sustaining jobs. Debate will likely remain lively and heated as the mining bill makes its next stop Wednesday before the GOP-dominated Senate. Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.